It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today I've got a couple of guests in studio with me. I've got Noel Cormack from the Gallery East at Utah State University Eastern, and I have Kaylin Nguyen. Now, Kaylin is a local artist from over in Emory County, and she has a big exhibit going on up on Gallery East. This is running until December 9th. We've brought her in to kind of talk about the exhibit itself, and then Noel will come in and just give us kind of the particulars of it all. Noel and Kaylin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Let's talk about this, Kaylin. I want people to get to know you. As I said, you're from Emory County.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you take over from there.
Okay. I grew up in Cleveland, and I went to school in the Emory County school system. Then I went to, back in the day when it used to be called College of Eastern Utah, and now it's USU Eastern, of course, but I did graduate from College of Eastern Utah, and then I went and attended school at Utah State University, and I have lived in Farron for about the last 30 years, I think, but I've just been painting and being an artist for as long as I can remember. Basically, I'm just a farm girl that likes to paint.
And you know what? Your work is beautiful. Some people may know you from your calendars, right?
Yes, I hope so.
And beautiful work. And most of what you paint, you know, you do landscapes, but most of it is animals and different livestock and animals that you see.
Right.
Where is that kind of what you wanted to focus on when you started? Or is this just something that, you know what, this is what I was going to do and I like doing it?
Well, I didn't set out to mainly focus on painting cows, but for some reason, I think that we create from our experience that from authentic experiences we have, and just growing up on a farm and being around animals a lot, and especially cows, and just, you know, kind of just having that experience. Cows were fun to paint for me because when I go to paint a horse or like some other kind of animal or even people are really hard for me to do, but cows just seem so laid back. They don't care and it's fun.
Well, and the only problem is, you know, good luck getting them to stand still.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they do stand still a lot and just stare.
And the other thing about it is, you know, there is a lot of detail and believe, you know, I think there's a lot of detail and expressionism when you're painting a livestock painting or any other animal, isn't there?
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of variety. There's all the different cow breeds, and then even the different colorings and markings even within those breeds. Some can have horns, some can have spots, and they just have a lot of different expressions. So it seems it's endless, just like it is with people.
Really. And so let's talk about the exhibit itself. It runs, once again, like I said, till the 9th. So tonight you're going to have a big reception at Gallery East, correct?
Correct.
So what kind of things? And you even said you're bringing live music.
Yes. Unless something comes up. But so far, so good.
So
there's going to be live music.
So come on down and meet you. And about how many paintings or pieces did you bring over?
There'll be 29.
And the other question that I have is, just because, you know, I'm curious about those kinds of things, are all of them for sale?
There are a few. Most are for sale, but there are a handful that are in private collection.
Well, and that was going to be the next question. That's kind of where this was going. Do you ever finish a painting and you're like, I can't get rid of this one?
You know what? Hardly ever, but I do have some paintings that are my favorites, and Noel can probably vouch for this experience. As an artist, it's whatever you're working on at the moment, you always have that feeling like, oh, this is going to be my best piece yet.
It's always your favorite until it's time to do the next one.
And if I don't have that feeling throughout the process of creating something, then it's hard for me to stick with it.
Right.
So if I can stay excited about it, then yeah, that's a good thing.
All right, that makes complete and total sense, actually.
Do you find that, Noel?
It just depends on what you're working at the time.
Yeah, what I'm working on.
And I would think, kind of like what she was saying, you know, it's if you're not going to just fall in love with it when you're doing it, then why did you start it in the first place kind of thing? Is that about right?
Exactly.
True. All right, Noel, well, let's bring you in and kind of just talk about the particulars of this. Once again, Gallery East, the exhibit's going on now. It'll end December 9th. Hours for Gallery East and those kinds of things?
Well, yeah, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And closed on weekends and holidays. But yes, the exhibit will run through December 9th, and we're having the reception on Friday, November 4th.
And we've talked about this the last couple of times you come in. We talked about getting Kaylin in there, and you know, it's probably really nice to bring somebody in that's like right here that everybody kind of knows and has heard of, and that's got to be a big win for Gallery East, I would think.
Yeah,
too.
That's absolutely right. It's really great to get local artists. We've had a number of people at Carbon Emery County. We're going to have more as time goes on. We've had people like Terry Willis. We've had photographers, painters from the area.
So and alumni, too.
We try to get alumni, sure.
And you know, it always amazes you how the talent level that is in our area until you stick the toe in the water, so to speak, and find out who's all around, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah. You know, it's amazing how much talent is in this just in this area. And we love to exhibit the work of our local artists.
All right. Now, is this going to be the last show for the year at Gallery East?
Yes, the last show. It'll end our fall season, and then we'll come right back in January after the new year with a new set of exhibits.
All right. We'll talk about them as they come in.
Yeah.
Noel and Kaylin, thank you so much for taking the time out today to come in and talk about this. Everybody head on up there tonight. It's the artist reception. Kaylin Wynn. It's called Paint Till the Cows Come Home. And a beautiful work and a local artist. Go up and meet her if you don't already know her and check out what she's done up there. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.